Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Kingdom Mentoring, Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your coach, and amen, and your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added, shall be added unto us. And the Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord God, he is good. We want to welcome all of our first timers to our platform on this morning. Please take a seat at the breakfast table. You are indeed welcome. Enjoy our services as a spiritual breakfast, hot breakfast, amen, shall be served unto you, amen. Please enjoy the services today to the extent that you keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, amen, for the last 10 years and 10 months, amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor, amen. We pray that everyone is excited today. Why? Because this is another day, amen, another day, amen, that the Lord hath made, amen, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Millions didn't make it, amen, millions didn't make it, amen, and we are praying for the families, amen, for the spirit of grief. And because death comes to all of us at one time or another, it's just a matter of time. Amen. Everybody has an appointment with death. That is one appointment that we cannot wiggle our way out of. You know, sometimes you have an appointment, you don't feel like going, things happen. You know, you call at the last minute, you reschedule. Sometimes you just don't show up, you know, glory be to God. But when death comes, legitimately, now we're not talking about premature death. It's a such thing as premature death. This is why Jesus was able to raise Lazarus back to life. When Lazarus was dead for those 3 days, glory be to God, and Jesus went to the graveyard and called his name. He had to call his name, because if he didn't call his name, everybody in the graveyard was going to probably stand up. But the authority that Jesus had, and Jesus had, and the same authority that we have, amen. But the reason, the point of, one of the points of that story, amen, is that Lazarus died before his time. See, and when situations die before it's time, amen, the Lord is able to resurrect dead things. Ah, come on now. When your health is dying before it's time, when your money is dying before it's time, when that relationship is dying before it's time, God is able to resurrect dead things. This is why he says in the book of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal the land. The healing of the land is the resurrection of dead things. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank God. Thank God for resurrection power. Amen. So, yes, amen, hallelujah. So when it dies before it's time, the power of God, amen, is able to resurrect, amen. But there comes a time, beloved, because it's a time to be born and it's a time to die, okay? There comes a time, the saints can pray and pray around the clock. You ain't getting up. You ain't getting up this time. You got up last time. When you was going through the valley of death. You got up last time when you was on that operating table. You got up last time. See? And you might have physically died. There's been some stories of some people that physically died and came back to life. See? Because somebody had faith. Somebody had some faith in the crowd. Thank God for somebody that got some faith. But there comes a time, beloved, when death is legitimate. Amen. And we ain't coming back. But guess what? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank God that to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Let us continue to pray. Amen. For those families. Amen. That are in grief. Amen. And those, amen, that have lost family members and loved ones. Amen. Let us pray for them the same way you want somebody to pray for you when your time comes, when somebody in your family, you know, one of your loved ones have been taken away, okay? Even Jesus wept. Jesus wept when Lazarus died, but guess what? Jesus didn't keep crying. Jesus didn't keep crying after. Jesus wept, but Jesus went on about his business, see? And you have, you know, some people, I think I shared with you, I met a young lady. She was in grief for 7 years. Well, that was a spirit of grief. Okay, that was not from God. Amen. We got finished praying with her. Amen. She received her deliverance. Amen. Jesus cried, but Jesus went on. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night. Amen. But joy cometh in the morning. Amen. We've been teaching. Amen. We pray that you have are enjoying. Amen. Our teachings here every morning. Amen. We get in the kitchen. We get in the spiritual kitchen and the Holy Ghost cooks it up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He cooks it up. My favorite. I'm not really a breakfast eater. Sometimes I am. I fast so often. Sometimes I forget to eat. And I know breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but a lot of times I don't eat breakfast. I might skip breakfast and do a brunch or lunch or, you know. But my favorite breakfast, oh, boy, I tell you, give me some crisp bacon. I want my bacon cooked crisp. You hear what I'm talking about? Give me some hard-boiled eggs to go with that, some fried plantain, some hash browns, some cinnamon rolls, some cinnamon raisin bread toast. Come on, girl. Some orange juice and a little cranberry juice mix and a little cup of coffee. Oh, my God, my God, my God. That's my, and some fruit on the side. Now, that's our love. I guess you say, where's she from, Jamaica? I don't know. I think I got some folks down there in Jamaica somewhere. Amen. But that's just my ideal breakfast. Amen. But here we serve a spiritual breakfast. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We have to remember that God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not only is God a spirit, but the Bible is a spiritual book. This is why the natural man cannot conceive the things inside the book. See? And so the Bible is written to us as spiritual people. Amen. And this is why we need to spend time in it every day. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. But I'm not the one that serves the breakfast. Now, don't get it twisted. The Holy Ghost. You may not be comfortable with that word Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost is all the same thing. He is a person. Amen. And he's the one that's serving the breakfast. Amen. He just uses us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know how, amen, you go into mom's soul food kitchen and she's back there sweating and she have her staff and they peeling the sweet potatoes and come on now and they baking the chicken and they working up a storm, see? But then they got the waitress that'll come into the kitchen. Glory be to God and bring the food out to serve you. Amen. Glory be to God. And you know what? A lot of times we tip the waitress, and that's good. But the most and the real proper thing to do is go in that kitchen and tip the chef. And you see that happening sometimes, especially in the high class restaurants. They go right in the kitchen and say, "Where's the chef?" They say, "Here's a tip for you." Oh my God, we want to sell you today that the Holy Ghost is chef. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are just the waitress. So. waiters and waitresses. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just disciples, servants. We're servants. Amen. Of the Most High God. And a pleasure. Sometimes you see those waitresses come out crying. Oh, my God. Pray for them, saints. I mean, they just depressed. Trying to serve you your food. Oh, my God. They take the taste out of you. Man, you don't even want to eat. You don't even want to eat, Thomas. They get finished. Glory be to God. But when they come out with a smile on their face and joy in their hearts, glory be to God, it makes a difference. Amen. And so we want to thank God that we can make a difference. We've been teaching on, amen, the signs of the times. Amen. We've been teaching on, amen, the signs of a true believer. Amen. Glory be to God. All this week, amen, we wanted you to, amen, to be aware, glory be to God, of others, amen, do what you can do to encourage somebody else, amen, the spirit of revelation, hallelujah. Now today, amen, we want to wrap it up on my end, Lord's willing, amen, although we will be here tomorrow, amen, but we want to talk about true believers marching in a forward direction. Ha. Oh, glory be to God. This morning when I woke up, Spirit of God woke me up around 1 o'clock this morning. I jumped up. Well, I didn't know what time it was. Oh, my goodness. Did I miss the prayer line? Did I miss the service? And I know I've only, in the last 11 years, I only slept through our service one time. And that was on my birthday. Y'all might remember that. It was on my birthday. Glory be to God. I don't know. I apologize, but to me, the Lord was saying, it's your birthday, girl. Take a day off. Amen. It was not my intentions. Glory be to God. Amen. But when I woke up this morning, 1 o'clock, amen, I said, ooh, what time is it? I just stayed up. Amen. And I'm telling you, this fellowship with Jesus, I'm telling you, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. Beloved, don't let nobody interrupt what you and Jesus got going on. Don't let no person, don't let no job, don't let no money, don't let no doctor's report, no banker's report, no judge, the economy. Don't let nothing mess up what you and Jesus got going on. If anything, try to hook up with some people that's going to enhance that relationship. Somebody's going to make you better. Come on now. I'm telling you, because this is sweet. The song says he's sweet, I know. And I'm telling you, the relationship with Jesus is sweet, and it gets sweeter and sweeter when you fall in love with him. It's a love relationship. You loving up on him, and he loving up on you. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. True believers marching in a forward direction. Hallelujah. Y'all remember the song, Amen, Glory Be to God. I love the days of love. I was born in the 50s. Amen. So I was raised up in the 60s. Amen, Glory Be to God. And I'm telling you, I thank God for that experience. There was a lot going on then, like it's a lot going now. Wasn't as much going on then, though. We had no COVID and Delta and all that other stuff. We had some violence, always had violence, amen, but never at the scale it is now, okay? But nevertheless, amen, in church, amen, I remember this morning I was singing one of the songs, amen, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. They were singing that mostly at funerals, amen, mostly, amen. But nevertheless, amen, it's beautiful and amen. And we just want to talk this morning about marching on, amen, glory be to God, amen. Beloved, maybe you, Father God, and we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, maybe you've been muttering to yourself, come on, I've waited and waited for my dream to come to pass. Sometimes you get a little discouraged. Don't seem like God is answering. Seem like everybody else is being blessed in that area. And don't seem like God even heard you. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You sitting up in traffic. Traffic ain't moving. You blowing the horn. Come on. Come on. When we get impatient, we start taking it out on people, and they not even responsible. Come on. Why you moving so slow? Y'all know how the flesh can get. Oh, boy. Amen. We tell ourselves that God hasn't done anything that we thought that he was going to do. God hasn't done anything that we thought that he would have done by now, you know. And we see other people getting blessed, other people, amen, prospering, getting jobs, getting married, getting new cars, children in college, glory be to God, advancements, promotions. Oh, boy, you see other people get healed and you still sit, huh? And you still sitting there with the same old unanswered prayers. You're praying, but seem like you ain't getting no answers. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been there? Got the t-shirt for it? Huh? And you get to the point, you say, I'm sick of it all. Just forget about it. Look, I can take care of my own self. I know how to fix this. See, or maybe I'm not using my faith. See, now we're going to try to use our faith to help God out. Look, I know how to get something going. I'm not going to believe any longer. I'm not going to wait any longer. And when you go, I ain't waiting no more. I done waited here long enough. No, I ain't waiting. I'm getting older. The time is going by. No, life will be over. No, I ain't waiting no more. You ever heard that? You ever said that? Forget about it. Just forget about it. I'm letting it all go. Sometimes it get real nasty. We're going to tell everybody where to go, too. I'm laughing. Say, I'm laughing like this because I've been there. Glory be to God. Amen. When you just, you know, get fed up at certain points. Amen. Want to send everybody to hell. He don't even care. You know, just forget about it. Just leave me alone. I ain't never really a cuss with it, but I heard some people that did. Oh, just F it. I mean, just real, real frustrated and waiting. Tired of waiting. See, that when that flesh get tired, ooh, my God's going to cause up a ruckus if you allow it. And beloved, if this sounds like you, I want to encourage you this morning. I just want to encourage you a little bit. Amen. Through the word of God. Amen. Because God's word, you know, there's so much encouragement in God's word because he knows that we need encouragement from time to time. Because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. See? And he's so loving. You know, he don't beat us up beside the head with a baseball bat every time we get discouraged. No, what he wants us to do is find encouragement, see, in the word of God. And it is there. Amen. Sometimes when you're discouraged, though, you don't even want to go to the word. All right? In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 23, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. He is faithful that promise. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. When it says hold fast, let us hold fast. When we look at the definition of the word hold fast in the Greek, glory be to God. Glory be to God. When it tells us to hold fast, a profession. That word profession, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah. It is a Greek word, amen. This Greek word, beloved, amen, I'm not going to give you the Greek meaning, amen. I'm not going to try to pronunciate that because I'm still learning some of these Greek words myself, amen. So just let me just get you straight to the definition. It is not the picture of a person who simply repeats what someone else said. This word profession, beloved, this is an individual who has gotten God's word into his heart and who has come into agreement or alignment with what God says. Remember we talked on Bible study last week about being into agreement with yourself. When your mouth and your heart is on one accord, you're no longer double-minded because you're in agreement with yourself. And now that you're in agreement with yourself, now you are in agreement now with God. Matter of fact, you can't even get into agreement with God if you're not in agreement with yourself. See, and that's what the Lord means about a double-minded man shall not receive anything from the Lord. But this word profession here, beloved, this person sees a matter like God sees it. This person hears it like God hears it. This person feels it like God feels it. Now her heart and God's heart are so unified on the issue that their hearts are nearly beating in syncopation with each other. Thus, when the believer opens his mouth to confess God's word, his confession is no longer powerless, empty chatter. Instead, it comes from a deep place of conviction within her heart. Real confessions are made out of words from God that have been sown into the heart. And after a period of meditating and renewing the mind, you finally begin to see it the way God sees it. This is what it's all about. This is what our spiritual walk is all about. This is what Christianity is all about. Seeing it the way God sees it. When you really believe what God believes, and from that place of heartfelt conviction, you then begin to speak and to declare your faith. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Huh. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. So he tells us here, let us hold fast. See, hold fast, beloved, in the Greek means to sit on the word. Some of you need to sit down right now and sit on the word. Refuse to let it slip out and get away from you. Hold it down. Hold it tight. Anybody ever held anything down? Yep, a lot of stuff you should have been holding down. A lot of people you should have been holding down either. But you tried anyhow. Huh? Well, if you're going to hold anything down, come on now, let's hold the word of God down. Let's hold the word of God tight. See? And so he tells us here, glory be to God, to hold fast. Let us hold fast. Hold the word tight. Get a grip on it. Glory be to God. Let us hold fast. Amen. The profession of our faith. Okay? We are in agreement with God. We are in agreement with God's word. As God said it, so be it, and it is so. See? So he says here, hold fast, amen, the profession, glory be to God, hallelujah. Then he says, without wavering. Now here we go. Here we go to our point today, beloved. Here we go. Come on, somebody said, no more wavering, no more wavering. No more wavering to the left, to the right. You're in, you're out. Maybe yes, maybe no. Come on now. No, 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 no. See, if you're holding fast, see, you don't have to worry about wavering. See, because when the winds blow, if you're holding fast, amen, to the tree, or holding fast to whatever is stable, you ain't going nowhere because you're holding fast. But if you just out there, you know what I mean, then so what? You might just blow with the wind. See? But the scripture here tells us to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Now, let us look at this word waver in the Greek. This word waver in the Greek conveys the picture
of something that does not bend or something that is fixed and unmoving and is therefore stable and enduring. It ain't going nowhere. Ah, hallelujah. It's stable. It's fixed. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. No turning back. No turning back. Unmoving. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. It portrays an attitude that is unbending. An attitude that is unchanging, an attitude that is fixed, an attitude that is stable, an attitude that is unmoving. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Rock and steady, baby. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Sometimes up. Sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground, but there's no turning back, no turning back. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Ah, can we get a shout this morning and give God some praise? Glory be to God. In other words, beloved, this person has too much invested to go to bed on their faith. Yeah, this person has too much invested. Hallelujah. They refuse to budge an inch on what she is believing, believing to see, believing to receive. Oh, yeah. Without waving, that I'm standing. And after I've done all the stand, I'm standing therefore with the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel peace, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. I refuse to throw in the towel. Yeah, I'm not giving up. I'm not turning back. Oh, no, no, no. Hallelujah. I'm not laying down. Oh, no, 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 no. Why? Because I made up my mind I'm going to hold fast my profession. I believe what I believe. I believe God's word is real. From Genesis to Revelation, you can't get me to change my mind. I don't care what report you come up with. I don't care what the scientists say. I don't care what the president say. I don't care what the governor say. I don't care what my neighbors say. And let me tell you, I don't care what you say. You can't get me to change my mind. I'm holding fast of my profession without wavering. I ain't even going to the bathroom. As I go to the bathroom, I'm going to take my profession with me. I ain't even going on vacation. If I go on vacation, I'm going to take my profession with me. Why? Because I'm holding fast without wavering. Oh, my God, Jesus. Can we give God some praise on this morning? Oh, beloved, you got to be tough. You got to be tough, baby. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, you can't be wishy and washy. You can't be blown away with every wind of doctrine. Every time somebody come up with something new, you running over there. And this person here coming up with something new, you running over there. You running up and down. You don't even know which way is up. Glory be to God. But when you hold fast your profession, oh, glory be to God, that I'm not adding nothing to it and I'm not taking anything away. The Bible says a curse is anyone who adds anything to the book or take anything away from the book. They know you got to back up, Jack. You got to back up. See, don't want to be. Oh, yeah. But as for me and my house, now let me get a little bit deeper. Now that my house want to get funny, I got to stand up and say, as for me, I can't give an account for this. So they got to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. But as for me and my house, meaning the house that God lives in, meaning my temple. Hey, my God, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? As for me and my house, I said, we will. Ah, my God, my God. Woo, serve the Lord. Say, I done put too much in. Ah, baby, I done invested too much. Oh, no, no, no. Look, I'd rather fight than switch. Oh, my God, let me hear you tell the devil today. I'd rather switch. Oh, my God, I got too much invested in this thing. Oh, no, 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 baby. Because when my harvest comes in, there's another harvest after that. Hey, my God, Jesus, Holy Ghost. Hey, I'm not going to retire when the harvest comes in, because there's another harvest after that. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. So let us read this scripture in the Hebrew as we wrap up on today, as we wind down. Say amen, hallelujah. Let us, quote, let us come into agreement with God and begin to speak what he says, tightly wrapping our arms around the promise we are confessing, embracing it with all of our might, holding tightly to it, rejecting all attempts of anyone who tries to steal it from us, not allowing ourselves to be fickle in our commitment, but determined to be inflexible and unmoving from that which we believe and that which we confess. Well, I guess the question is, what are you believing and what are you confessing? I guess we got to back this thing all the way back to the ground zero. Hey, what are you believing and what are you confessing? Well, beloved, if you ain't believing and confessing the right thing, let me tell you right now that you're not saved. Because the Bible says if you confess with your mouth, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. So if you ain't believing Jesus and you ain't confessing Jesus, you ain't even saved. Oh, and we've got another conversation for you. But you got to come on in the house. You got to be born again. But if you are born again, if you do believe and you do confess, oh, hallelujah. We say glory be to God that we, hallelujah, are not going to be, hallelujah, rocky and up and down and wavering. But we're going to be steadfast. We're going, hallelujah, we're going to refuse to throw in the towel. Hallelujah. We're going to march onward. What you think about this? Yeah, it was hard, but where you going forward? What do you think about that? Yeah, I cried. I cried. My God, I couldn't stop crying. Okay, so what? What now? What you going to do? When you going forward? Oh, my God. Yeah, well, so how was it? Yeah, it was good. It was delicious. It was prosperous. It was a joyous occasion. All right, so now what? What you think now? When you going forward? You can't get stuck into the good or the bad of yesterday, because yesterday is gone. I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead to declare to you, my path is over in you, make all things new. Hey, my God, Brother Paul said, look, I count not myself to have apprehended it, Brother Paul said, but look, let me tell you one thing. Somebody say one thing. Ah, my God, sometimes we need to focus on that one thing. Paul said, this one thing I do. Ah. Forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm pressing forward. Why? But love, see, we just want, when we think about the past, we only want to think about the bad experiences. But Paul said, even the good times, even the high times, even the times that had me hollering, had me crying, come on now. He said, that's all over. Glory be to God. Yeah, the year I made the most money. Yeah, that's gone too. Oh, my God. The year I lived in the best house. Yeah, that's gone too. It's all gone. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Unwavering. Unwavering. Many people give up hope and they quit believing because they get tired of waiting, saints. They get tired of waiting. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil trick you. You better be like Brother Joel. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Brother Paul said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Don't let the devil trick you, saints. But don't let the devil, let me tell you, let me put it to you this way. It's better not to have it by the permission of God than to it's better not to have it by the permission of God than you just try to get it without God's permission. Ooh, thank you. Holy Ghost just gave that to me. Huh? Because you ain't going to be happy. You, baby, you ain't going to be happy. Let me tell you, if your peace ain't there, it don't even make a difference. You be ready to throw it back in. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The devil whispers in our ears, and this is what he tells those who are getting agitated but waiting on the Lord. This is how the devil speaks, and y'all know because he's speaking like this to some of you right now or have. And if he hasn't, watch out, because he will. And the devil will say something like, this thing you believe in God for isn't ever going to happen. You're just wasting your time. If it was going to happen, it would have already happened by now. What's wrong with you? Yeah, just use a little common sense. He likes to throw that up there. Don't he? This is just a fantasy. See, you're wasting your time and throwing away precious years of your life. Why don't you forget it? Let it go and move on with your life. Come on. Follow me. I'll show you. I'll show you how to get it. I'll show you how to get it now. I'll show you how to get it tonight. You follow him if you want. You follow him if you want. Hey, when you fall down in that booby trap, it's going to take a miracle to get you out. As long as you are energized by faith, beloved, you'll keep moving in a forward direction. Onward, Christian soldier. But the day you let loose of your faith and back off your position, it won't be too long until a spiritual sadness will come over your life. And believe me, it won't be too long. It won't be at all. Spiritually speaking, your shoulders will sloop, your head will drop, and you'll feel like someone pulled the plug on your energy level. Oh, your energy is gone. Anybody ever been there? Yeah, no. Thank God for forgiveness. Your eyes will drift toward the couch or the bed. When you're going, I'm going to bed. I'm going to lay down. I'm tired. I'm just going to lay down. What? Spiritual energy is sapped. See? Don't feel like going on no more. Don't feel like enduring no more. Don't feel like going into the fight no more. You know, you don't feel like it. And soon you end up completely going to bed on your face. Beloved, it's time to get up. Let me tell you this morning, it's time to get up. Don't let that happen to you, beloved. What God, listen to me, and I'm wrapping up. Now listen to me. You don't get nothing else out of this teaching this morning. I want you to get this. Write it down. I know it seems simple. You say, I ain't going to forget. I want to make sure you don't put it in your notebook. Listen to me. What God promises, he will perform. In a sentence. Oh, what God promised. I didn't say what your spouse promised. I didn't say what your pastor promised, what your boss promised, what the president promised. I said what God promised. God will deliver, and he will perform. Now, it may take a while for that promise to come into manifestation, because he, the slowest man, is always on time. But, beloved, eventually it will come. Eventually it will. Just be patient. Occupy till we come. Find, see what the Lord will have you to do. See, because while you're waiting, God is preparing you to receive it. Because a lot of times if God gave us what we asked for, when we asked for it, we wasn't ready for it. We would have messed the whole thing up. God is preparing you. Remember, we are in training for reigning. In the meantime, while you're waiting on the Lord, beloved, you must choose to believe that he will do what he promised. That is the key. God will do what he promised to do. And you must set your heart and commit your will and make an irrevocable decision. Irrevocable. Y'all know what the word irrevocable means? It means it cannot be canceled. It cannot. It is irrevocable. The outside is irrevocable clause. This is my irrevocable life insurance policy. These are the beneficiaries. Irrevocable. I mean, they don't matter what go down, you cannot change this. Oh, my God, suki, hallelujah. We want to make an irrevocable decision to believe his word regardless of how you feel. How you feel ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't feel like it today. I don't feel like praying today. I don't feel like serving today. So what? Tell your flesh to shut up and go to bed. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you think in your natural mind, regardless of what others will say or how your circumstances look, let me tell you something about other people's opinion. Everybody got one. And they don't mind giving it to you. Huh? Beloved, it is time for you to make the decision that you have too much invested in the Lord's kingdom to turn back now. No turning back. No, not now. Not now. I got too much invested. I don't put too much in. No. Can't do it. Beloved, dig in your heels, drive down your stake, and tell the devil that you are not going to move from your position of faith. I ain't going nowhere. And you can't make me move. Ain't nothing you can do unless I make a decision to move. You can't knock me out of place. I ain't going nowhere. I'm standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, I ain't going nowhere. Beloved, aggressively choose to believe that what God has promised, he will always do. A promise is a promise with the Lord. Hallelujah. Once you've made that kind of life-changing decision, it's only a matter of time before you'll be rejoicing. When you finally put your foot down, beloved, the devil will stop uttering his lying accusations and he will flee from you. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. And the only reason the devil's been whispering to you like that is you've been entertaining him. You've been dating him. You got to tell him no more dates. It's over. It's over. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. And don't you come back no more. Do you listen? Look. I think it was Diana Ross, but you better tell the devil that. He said, resist the devil. That's what the Bible says. Stop entertaining his lies. Trying to make you think God don't care about you and forgotten about you and God ain't answering your prayer and all that stupid stuff to get you discouraged and weak, amen, and draw you back into the world. Then your ladder will be worse than your beginning, the Bible says. that them same demons that left you coming back with their seven big brothers. You ain't going out like that. You ain't going out like that. Saints, be tough. Man up. It takes a real man, a real woman of God to be a Christian. Man up. We not no chumps. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than a conqueror in Christ. Man up and be tough. Glory be to God. You will be mightily blessed and very thankful that you didn't give up when you see the confession of your faith finally begin to come into manifestation. Woo, my God. Baby, Maya Angelou said it, but she just took the scriptures from the Bible and put it in her poetry. She said, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. Ah, my God, Jesus. True believers marching on in a forward direction. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Most gracious Father, Lord, we've tolerated the devil's lies long enough. Today, Father God, we are making a decision to put our foot down. We're going to tell the enemy to shut his mouth and flee from us. We have made our choice that we will stand by your promise and will never retreat from what you have told us to believe and to confess. You are not a man that you should lie. And we believe your word to be true for our lives. Holy Spirit, give us the strength we need to stay fixed, immovable, and steadfast until we finally see the manifestation of those things that we believe. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. And the word of God will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Hallelujah, my God. You know, sometimes when you're cooking and cooking for other people and you're tasting it while you're cooking it to make sure it's done, and I'm telling you, be so full, glory be to God, on tasting. You know, you don't even want to sit down at the table and eat because you're full. Amen, but you taste it first. And I'm telling you, with a pleasure to, amen, to bring the word of God, amen, because I'm full, and I tasted that. That was a good breakfast this morning. That's all I can say. If you leave yours on the table or not, guess what? I'll come back around and eat yours, too. Amen. All right, all right, all right. In form of announcements, let me give you the last 20 reasons why you need to be on this Zoom call that's taking place on Monday. All right, I already gave you 80 reasons. Okay, now let me give you the last 20 because I got 100 here, okay? And this is my birthday gift to the ministry. This is my birthday gift to the ministry. All right. So now you take a vacation, all right, and we mentioned that yesterday, and your room is a view of a trash dumpster. What do? You just look out the window of that trash dumpster. How do you handle that situation? A minor is caught breaking into your home. You have a fender bender while driving a friend's car. Law enforcement enters your property without a warrant. Been a lot of that happening lately, ain't it? You have a question about an easement on your property. Your neighbor's dog bites your child. You have a property line dispute over a newly installed fence. Now, you know that neighbor done put that fence on your property line. You are asked to testify as a witness to a crime. Nobody wants to do that. But what do you do? What about for those of you that need a premarital agreement? Well, you might need one. What about if you're buying or selling a car? What about your child's school demands a drug or alcohol test? What about if your bank sends you a foreclosure notice after one house payment is late? A retail store won't accept the return of your defective merchandise. A repairman won't stand behind his work. A trespasser is caught poaching on your land. Oh, my God, there's a lot of that going on nowadays. What about if you're leasing an apartment? What about if you receive a letter from a creditor and it's not your debt? What about a bank that reports bad credit activity unjustly? It ain't you. What about if you need advice concerning a divorce? Well, we pray you ain't got to go there, but if you got to go there, you might as well know what your options are. What about if someone injures your dog on your property? What if you can't make heads or tails out of the new tax forms? And last but definitely not least, your spouse uses physical force against you. Beloved, I'm giving you 101 reasons why I'm asking you for 1 hour of your time on Monday, September the 20th. Now, we sent some of the Zoom invites out last night. We're going to send the other Zoom invites out today. I think I have everybody's a cell phone number, okay? I also send it to your email. We're asking for about an hour or so of your time. It's going to be a very thorough presentation. Our sister Tanya Norwood, who has years of experience in this, she's going to break it down, and we're going to show you why you really need to take a good look at this, okay? I would not share anything with you that I had questions on. I have had my membership for over 20 years, and I used it. Oh, yeah. You want me to sign a contract? Wait a minute. Excuse me. Let me call my lawyer. And I have my lawyer look it over, give me my feedback. I use my service. And we talk about for pennies a day, pennies less for a cup of coffee a day. You need to be here on Monday. Please accept my birthday gift to you and bring somebody else with you, okay? A thorough, and now if you're having challenges on with Zoom, okay, and we know that we are all coming up, but I'm going to help pull you up as the Lord pulled me up. On that, I also gave you a phone number. You can just call in and listen. Will you please do that? Amen. And we want to see you there on Monday, amen, the 20th. Don't forget to mark your calendars for September the 28th, Wednesday night, and September the 29th, Thursday night, the last Wednesday and Thursday of this month. We're having a prayer summit on conference, on Zoom. Why? Because we are expanding it out of our comfort zone. Please mark your calendar. We'll give you some more information next week. That's going to work the same way. If you're having technical difficulties or not good with the internet, the Zoom, all you got to do is hit the button that I'm sending you. That's all you got to do. You don't have to download nothing or nothing. Just hit the button. But if that's a challenge for you, you just call in. Amen. So those are our upcoming announcements for the month of September. Amen. Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield, her birthday is September the 25th. My dear mother, amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Our elder Valerie Carte also is being united in holy matrimony this month. Amen. Glory be to God. And then my birthday on the 28th. And please forgive me. As you say, I might sound a little selfish. Then what about my September birthday? I promise you that I'm going to look at the calendar today. Amen. And give you some acknowledgement on tomorrow. Amen. If we missed your birthday, we're going to make it up. And if it's forthcoming this month, we're going to make sure we include you. We need to be having a big party somewhere. You let the Lord bless me with a little bit of money. Y'all wait to see. I can show you better than I can tell you. See, but you wait till the Lord continue to manifest. He already manifested. You wait till the Lord can finish blessing me the way he blessing me. He ain't even got to finish blessing me. He's got to bless me a little bit more. And watch and see, amen, what I have in my heart and mind for all of our ministry partners here. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Party over here. Party over there. Partying for Jesus. All right. That's our announcement today. Okay, today is offering day. All right, the gospel is free. Takes money to do ministry. Okay, we showed you in Bible study on Wednesday night. What did we show you on money? We showed you the money answer for all things. You ain't doing nothing without just you got some money. We broke that down for you. Even Jesus himself had a treasurer who was stealing the money. But even on top of that, Jesus had women that gave him money. And I showed y'all the scripture. The women gave him the money and his disciples, and Jesus took it. Woo, my God, why? Not that Jesus needed it, but he takes it to get a blessing back to you. Because the more you give, the more the Lord keep on giving back to you. Amen. The Lord loves a willful and a cheerful giver. Amen. You can sow straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. God bless you. Cash App, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Our mailing address, P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You spell Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E. And you spell million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. However, our bank, good people, if you misspell the word million, okay, if you leave out an L or something, don't worry about it. Your check will still be able to be negotiated. Amen? Just say how many millions you want. 1 million, 10 million, whatever it is you want to donate. Amen? And y'all say I got jokes, but guess what? I'm serious. You know why I'm serious? And when it happens, look, I am a prophet. But let me tell you something. Somebody's going to write this ministry a check for a few million dollars. I got enough faith to believe that the check is already written. It's just that they may be thinking about it twice, or family members trying to talk them out of it, or the accountant trying to talk them out of it. I believe the check is already written. And somebody's going to bless this ministry with multi-million dollars, multi. I believe it. Not only do I believe it, I already received it. And I already made plans for it. We already got the vision. I already talked to our attorney. We already got things set out. What steps are we going to take when the money hits? Now, that's faith. See, now, at one time, I got faith confused with presumption. And I would go ahead and start doing all this stuff without the money, then be under a lot of pressure, wondering how I'm going to make payroll, wondering how I'm going to do this and all that when payday comes. And then, you know, my back is against the wall. Now I'm spending my personal money, okay? And now I can't pay my bills, and et cetera, and et cetera. But see, the Lord taught me real faith. See, real faith says make your plans and believe God for the money. This is what you're going to do when the money hit. You ain't going to do it before the money hit, but you got faith to believe God that the money going to hit. All right. Altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. 12 o'clock. And then we'll be back on tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. We want to hear from you. If this is your first time with us, don't let it be your last time. Communicate with us. Send us an email. Give us a telephone call. You know what to do. You know what to do. Reach out to us. Amen. And we'll be happy to hear from you and pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you to cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death. Father God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, accidents, incidents, and calamities. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Help us not to give up. Help us not to surrender. Help us not to throw in the towel. But help us to hold fast, unmovable, steadfast, always abounding. in the work of the Lord. Help us to be tough. Help us to be strong. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, present your faults for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you, and the Lord give you peace. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to keep on loving you. Amen, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen, hallelujah. Signing out, signing out, signing out. Walk in the blessing. That the blessing manifestation. It is for
you. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the powers of this dark world.
I'm a soldier.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God.
I die.